Scene 1 at school. Are you ready? Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Hello, I am Mark Twain, the writer of this book, so let me tell you Tom Sawyer's story. The scene takes place in 1876 in St. Petersburg, a small town of the USA next to the Mississippi River. Tom doesn't like school. Good morning, girls. Good morning, boys. Is anyone missing today? Ben, are you present? Yes, I am, sir. Ben has short brown hair. He is Tom's friend. He wears a school uniform, a white shirt, a jacket, and a tie. Billy Fisher? Present, sir. Amy Lawrence? Present, sir. Becky Thatcher? Present, Mr. Dobbins. Becky is a beautiful little girl. She has big brown eyes and long red hair. She has a small mouth. She has a dress and plaits, and I think Tom is in love with her. Shush. Becky, can you repeat what the rules are in class? Yes, sir. In class, we must arrive on time. We must listen to the teacher. We must participate. We mustn't chat. We mustn't eat. We mustn't stand up. We can help the schoolmates. Thank you, Becky. You are so intelligent. Joe Harper, are you here? I'm sorry, sir, I'm late. Come in, sit down properly. Take your books and pay attention. Joe is Tom's best friend. The boys enjoy playing hooky, pretending to be Robin Hood, and just having fun. Tom Sawyer, is he in class today or missing again? What? Where is Tom? Missing again? Where is Tom? Swimming? Hiding? Having fun? Relaxing? Where is Tom? He may be with Huck. He doesn't like school. He always has messy hair, a hat, and overalls. Stop and listen to me. Now, mathematics. 1 plus 1, 2. 2 plus 2, 4. 3 plus 3, 6. 4 plus 4, 8. 5 plus 5, 10. Stop. Be quiet. Now, school day is over. You can go home. Goodbye, Mr. Dobbins. Scene 2. On the way back home. Tom! 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 Huck? Huck? Here you are. Thomas Sawyer, what are you doing again? The teacher was very angry. I am swimming. It's better than school. School is boring. We know, but get out and go back home. Aunt Polly will not be happy with you. No. I don't want to go out. Come and swim with us. Go out. We have homework to do. Stop, Becky. We don't need education. We don't need education. We don't need education. Don't be silly, Tom. You make me feel worried and unhappy. Get out, Tom, and come with me. Tom, if you go out, I can dance with you. Okay, Becky. I do everything you want. Everything, everything. You're such a beautiful girl. You're always happy and you love smiling and you are a nice boy too. Scene 3, by the river. Come on, my friends. Stop the music. Let's have fun. I have a good idea. What do you want again, Huck? Where do you want to go? Let's go fishing near the Mississippi River. Let's take the fishing rods and the nets. Ah, help me, Tom. Becky, what's the problem with you? Help me, Tom. There is a crocodile behind. Look at what it did to my legs. Don't worry, Becky. I can protect you. Thank you, Tom. You are amazing. This is not a crocodile. It's an alligator. No, it's an armadillo. Wow, and this is a raccoon? It has very sharp teeth. It's scary. And it can eat field mice and gnats. It's scary. Come on, it is an alligator. Look, it has a U-shaped head. Crocodiles have a pointed head. Plus, it is dark gray. Crocodiles have a completely different color. They are sort of green and they have a pointed head. I know all the animals, believe me. Look there, I can see an armadillo. My friends are so clever. It's probably because they like going to school and because they listen to the teachers in class. And the teachers are very lucky in this class because we are the best pupils. Do you agree, Mr. Morel, Mrs. Berthou, Mrs. Chatelieu? My friends, it is late now. It is time to go back home. See you tomorrow. See you. Bye. Scene 4. The friends smoke. Hey, Tom, come back. What is it again? I have something in my bag. Have a look. Let's try. Come on. Have a go, Tom. Yes, fantastic. I can smoke. Let me have a go. Wow, it's so good. Wow, it's so good. Yes, so great. Yes, so great. I have a question for you, Tom. What again? Are you in love, Tom? I am not. Who with? With Becky, of course. You look very strange when Becky is around. She is just nice, pretty, and funny. You are right. I want to get married. You want to get married? Yes, I do. Are you mad? You're not clever enough for baking. Tom pretends to be intelligent. Listen to me, guys. I am intelligent. You know. By the way, do you know Newton? Yes. I think he is a scientist. Yes. He discovered the gravity. You know this phenomenon explaining that the apple falls and is attracted to the earth? I learned it in school with Mrs. Migar, the physics teacher. Yes, he is right. Newton was such a genius. Look at them. Smoking is bad. Even Tom likes physics now. I'm not feeling well. Same for me. Same for me. Scene 5, the fence. Tom, where is Tom? Do you know? Where is this boy? Tom, it's time to go back home. She is Tom's aunt. She's a middle-aged woman. She is plump and she wears glasses. She is strict with Tom and she knows Tom was not at school, so... Tom, where is this boy? Tom, here you are. Where have you been? You scared me so much. I was worried. I was swimming, Aunt Polly. I don't like school, you know. So I went swimming instead. What is the problem with you? I am very disappointed. You are a bad boy. You don't go to school. You don't listen, so you have a punishment. Oh my God, please, Aunt Polly, don't punish me. Don't hit me, my auntie. Stop it. No play, you paint the fence. That's my final word. Oh, no, please. It's my birthday today. It's not possible. Today is April the 15th, a big day. Even in Pondicherry, it's an important day. The parents are here. They have come to sing happy birthday to me. Come on, parents, friends, brothers, sisters. Sing along. Come on, Mr. Morel. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Tom. Be quiet and listen to me. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Okay, Aunt Polly. If your job is over at 6 o'clock, we will make a cake. Okay, Aunt Polly. I will pour the milk, add the sugar, mix the eggs, and bake the cake. I was told that the parents, the pupils, the teachers can eat the cake at the end, so please stay with us. Will you stay? Will you? Tom, come on. It's time to work. Come on, Tom. Come with me. Time to work. Come on, Tom. The painting. Bring the painting. Come on. Let's paint the fence. Can we help you, Tom, to paint the fence? I can help you too, Tom. I don't know. Let's ask Aunt Polly. Aunt Polly, where are you? Can you come, please? What do you want again? Can my friends help me to paint the fence? Your friends are so nice. Yes. Okay, do. Yes, great. Come on, let's paint the fence. Great. What a fantastic fence. Good job. Good job. Aunt Polly, Aunt Polly, Aunt Polly, can you come here? The job is over. Great. It's nice. Very nice. You are a good boy, Tom. Congratulations.